following is a presentation of Emmanuel Covenant Church, located in South Surrey, British Columbia. To learn more, please visit us online at emmanuelcovenant.ca.
Well, good evening, everyone. Merry Christmas Eve. Doesn't quite roll off the tongue. I am so glad that you are here with us this evening at Emmanuel Covenant Church. My name is Eric Hedberg, and I have the privilege and the joy of being the pastor here at Emmanuel. I'm going to dive right in, and I'm going to read our scripture passage for this evening, which comes from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2 through 7. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. You have multiplied the nations. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as they are glad when they divide the spoil. For the yoke of his burden and the staff for his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For every boot of the tramping warrior in battle tumult and every garment rolled in blood will be burned as fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be on his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end, on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. This year, through the season of Advent, beginning back on December 3rd, here at Emmanuel, we have been engaging in a question that you heard and saw in a video earlier. And the question is, what child is this? Through the 4 weeks, we met characters from the Christmas story. The story of Jesus' birth, who engaged with this question, and they helped us to answer exactly who it is we are celebrating at Christmas. Our very first characters were among the first to meet the newborn baby, folks we heard about earlier tonight, the shepherds. In the shepherds, we met men who were awake that night 2,000 years ago, awake simply to keep watch over their sheep. But in their watching, in their waiting, they were invited to meet the Messiah, the Savior, their Savior, and the Savior of the whole world. And in meeting the newborn baby announced to them by angels, Jesus, the shepherds were woken up to a completely new reality. Awake meant something completely different now. It meant something completely new. They were awake now to the wonder of God. They were awake to the wonder of Jesus. They were awake to wonder. Our text for this evening from Isaiah invites us again to be awake to the wonder of the coming of the Messiah. Those opening words, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them a light has shone. These words invite us into the wonder of this night. The wonder of the Christ child. The wonder of the world into which he is born. We don't have to look hard, do we, to find darkness. Whether it's this time of year or really any time of year, darkness is there. Whether that's huge systemic darkness, things like war or genocide, discrimination, racism, oppression, violence, poverty, homelessness, or whether it's more localized personal darkness, death, physical illness, mental illness, stress, addiction, feeling overwhelmed, relationship challenges, even just daily disappointments. Darkness is real. Darkness is real for us, just as it was for those that Isaiah wrote to, just as it was for the shepherds, for the Magi, for Mary, and for Joseph. The promise of Isaiah, the promise of Matthew and Luke, the promise of Christ is that he comes into the darkness. Not to magically make it disappear, but to be with us in the midst of that darkness. To be God with us, Emmanuel, in the midst of our darkness, so that we can see through his light, so that we can be awake to his wonder. I would invite you in this season, and really in all seasons, to be awake to the wonder of Christ all around you. To be awake to the wonder of nature, the rain, the snow. Yeah, the snow. I'm still having a real hard time dealing with it. We thought we gave it up when we moved away from New Hampshire and from Chicago, but alas. The blue of the water, the white and the gray and the purple of the mountains, the glorious colors of the flowers and sunrises and sunsets, the wonder of sounds and smells and tastes, and the wonder of moments in time that feel almost magical. I invite you, too, to be awake to the wonder of your fellow human beings, the people that God has put in your life. Be awake to the wonder of who they are, the unique qualities and abilities given by our Creator. Be awake to the wonder of a God who creates incredibly different people all around a huge world. And be awake to a God who creates incredibly unique people so different even next door to us. The beauty of Christ is that everything is illuminated in a completely new way for us. The illumination of Christ allows us to experience this wonder. C.S. Lewis, a favorite of mine, and a master of interacting with and describing wonder through the Chronicles of Narnia series, once said, "I believe in Christianity as I believe that the sun has risen, not only because I see it, but because by it I see everything else." Knowing Christ means seeing the world in a completely new way, seeing people the way that Christ sees people, valuing and loving people the way Christ values and loves people. Another favorite author of mine, especially around Christmas time, is Howard Thurman. Folks who were here last Sunday are chuckling because I used not one, not two, but three Howard Thurman quotes in my sermon. Howard Thurman is a pastor, a theologian, and was a mentor to Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And in his book, The Mood of Christmas and Other Celebrations, he recounts this story told to him by a friend of his. "It is a long story," said my friend on a Christmas morning more than 40 years ago. "My earliest memories were of the sea and the freighter that had been my home for so long a time. It was an American ship whose captain came from New England. As we entered the Gulf of Mexico, the captain lay dying. He called me to his bedside and put into my hand a somewhat faded envelope containing my vital statistics. I was born in Calcutta, but was kidnapped at a very early age to be a companion to the captain's son, who was about my age. The sea was the only life that I had known. I entered the country at a Texas port and was soon on my own with some money to sustain me until I could find work. One day, when I was at the railway station, looking at a private railway car unlike anything I had ever seen, a man came down the steps, engaged me in conversation, which ended with my being offered a job. As a part of the arrangement, I was given living quarters in the basement of his home. A few days after my first Christmas on shore,
I noticed a small group of street urchins quarreling over the faded tinsel on the discarded Christmas tree that the family had thrown into the alley. A great inspiration came to me. On the spot, I made a resolution to do something about it. By the time the next Christmas season came, I put my plan into action. I found a group of children who would have little, if any, Christmas joy. After much care, I came to know them personally and to secure the name of one toy that each child would like to have. These toys were purchased, carefully wrapped, and labeled with each child's name. In addition, there were small bags of candy, nuts, and fruit. The family with whom I lived permitted me to bring the children to my quarters for Christmas morning. It was all very simple. A decorated tree, packages of gaily wrapped presents, and bags of nuts, fruit, and candy. They sang Christmas carols. There was a little prayer, and the gifts were distributed. My family was invited downstairs to be a part of what was happening. They were so moved that for the rest of my time there, I was urged to have my Christmas party in their living room, upstairs. When I moved into this little town in Ohio some 20 years ago, I repeated my Texas experience. Early in the fall, I visited all of the children, or sometimes they come to see me. I find out from each child one toy or gift he or she wants for Christmas. Fortunately, I have the cooperation of the manager of a very large department store in the neighboring city where I work. The gifts are bought, wrapped, and the name of each child put on his or her package. This in addition to the nuts, candy, and fruit. There were two adults here this morning who were children around my tree many years ago. It is a satisfying feeling, and it gives me something which was denied me in my own childhood. I really love this story because it's a story of wonder. The storyteller had a sense of wonder in seeing these children quarreling over tinsel on a tree. Instead of scoffing, he saw the wonder in who they were as individuals, as beloved children of God, and he did everything he could to make sure that they felt loved, so that they could in turn experience wonder themselves. Christ is born that we might experience wonder. And our challenge this evening and every evening throughout the year is to draw others into experiencing that wonder, the wonder of a Savior. The promise of Christmas, the promise of the coming Christ child, the promise of the Savior is that he is born unto all people. He is born to be the source of joy for all of us. He is Emmanuel, God with us. He is the source of true wonder. Wonder that goes far beyond anything that we can imagine. Beyond what the shepherds could have imagined that night in the field. Beyond what the Magi could have imagined they would find following the star. Beyond Joseph's and even Mary's expectations. This Christmas and beyond, be awake to the wonder that is the Christ child, the Messiah, the Savior of the world. Let me pray. Living God, on this holy night, we gather to stand with shepherds, amazed at your glory, to sing with angels, rejoicing in your work, to wait with Joseph, trusting in your promise, to sit with Mary, cradling your love. May the good news of this night inspire us to tell the world of our great joy, for to us is born a Savior, the Messiah, the Lord. Amen.
This has been a presentation of Emmanuel Covenant Church, located in South Surrey, British Columbia. To learn more, please visit us online at emmanuelcovenant.ca.